Hello, good evening. My name is Al from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you at least 18 years and a legal resident of Ohio?
I am, yes.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote in Ohio?
I am, yes.
Thank you. Do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
I'm undecided.
Thank you. A firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination fingerprint, or other similar means. For example, a safe, container, case, or lockbox, or made temporarily inoperable by tamper-resistant locking device such as a cable lock or a trigger lock. Stored in a container that is not see-through, and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Will you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored?
I would support.
Thank you. Will you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law define secure storage to include a lock safe?
Repeat the question.
Will you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a lock safe?
Yes, support.
Thank you. How about a locked container or case?
Okay, I would support.
Thank you. And last one, a locked box or other device that is designated to be or which can be used to store a firearm.
I would support.
Thank you very much. Now, will you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock?
Undecided.
Okay. About a combination lock?
No.
About a biometric identifier such as a fingerprint?
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you so much. We're wrapping this up now. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience. If a firearm is in a storage device such as a lock safe, case, or lock box, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded?
Unloaded is preferred.
Okay, thank you. If a firearm is not in a lock safe, case, or lock box, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock stored in a container that is not see-through, is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. If a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, will you support or oppose a law that requires that gun to be stored securely?
I would support a law that requires guns to be secured safely.
Thank you. Now, searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Will you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirements as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant?
The police do not need to search without a warrant.
So that means that you will support or oppose that?
I would support that.
Thank you so much. We're almost done. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience. Just a few more questions. Will you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it?
I oppose that.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, next one says, prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. We support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except for when hunting under the supervision. Okay. We support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public?
I support.
Thank you. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. In terms of your personal political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Independent.
Thank you. And may I know what is your age?
43.
Thank you very much. And which one of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Anglo, Black, African-American, Hispanic, Latino, or Asian?
I'm white.
Thank you very much. Regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male, female?
Female.
Thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation today, ma'am, and for your time as well. Have a good evening.
Thank you.